It's not like any other podcast, coming to you straight from the heartland, where investing is told like it is. It's time for Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. Hold on, because here comes the next episode of the Paranoid Banker Podcast.
Hey there, everybody. Darren Garman here, and I want to welcome you to this week's podcast. I am going there. I'm heading in that direction, yes. A buddy of mine said to me the other day, are you really going there? Yeah, I'm going there. I've probably asked that a few times of people I've worked with. Are we really going? Yeah, we're going there. We're going down the road of politics. As I am recording this podcast, we are less than a week away from elections all over the United States. And though we're not talking, presidential elections and the like yet, there's a lot of important elections going on, from governor to state representatives to local representatives. And so a lot of things going on. It'll be really interesting to see where things end up. I think everybody can agree on that. Hell, I hope so. I think we can at least agree on that, that it'll be interesting to see where everything kind of ends up by this time next week. So I'm looking forward to seeing where things go. And so we're going to talk about on this podcast, number one, who you should vote for. I'm going to tell you. Number two, who you should listen to. I'm going to tell you. Number three, who to give campaign money to. I've given campaign dollars and my companies have given campaign dollars. I'm going to tell you who to give campaign money to. I'm going to tell you who to pay attention to between now and the next presidential election. And lastly, I'm going to tell you where to invest. I think the last one will not be as surprising as the others, but let's go ahead and let's just get started. I'm just going to jump right in, and yes, I'm going to go there. Who should you vote for? Are you ready? I'm going to tell you exactly who you should vote for. Whoever the heck you want to. That's who you should vote for. Oh, come on, Darren. Seriously, you're coming. That's the answer? Yeah, that's the answer. I mean, I'm not going to tell you who you should vote for in any kind of concrete way or with any kind of content. I don't know where you're at, where you live, I don't know. But, you know, we should be able to vote for whoever the heck we want to vote for. I'll tell you a story. So my wife Gina is on a treadmill at the Y. She loves going to the Y to get her workout in. And so she's on a treadmill at the Y, and someone from a exercise class she was involved in, acquaintance, and this is someone that she knows. Another lady gets on the treadmill next to her, and they first start talking to each other, small talk. And during the conversation, there was something on, of course, on those treadmills, a lot of times there's TVs and, a whole bunch of TVs in front of the treadmills up on the wall. And, of course, this is the season of political ads. Every commercial is a political ad, probably no matter where you live. And so the lady says to my wife, she says, please don't tell me that you would vote for X person. If you have any interest in voting for X person, before I thought you were a friend of mine, I'd have to consider you not a friend of mine. And my wife was like shocked at hearing this. Not only did Gina not even say anything about any political anything with that commercial on nothing, she was shocked that someone that she knew, and actually she's known her for quite a few years, and admittedly they're not good friends. They don't hang out with each other and they don't spend time with each other, but they know each other. And she was shocked that she would say that she would not be a friend of hers, not knowing how she leans at all politically, that she would not be a friend of hers. if she would vote for this candidate and wanted to know if she was going to vote for this candidate. And my wife proceeded to tell her that, you know, who she votes for is kind of personal, and she didn't really want to get into a conversation with her about her political beliefs and leanings and thoughts and those kinds of things. She stayed on the treadmill for a little while longer, a little bit more small talk, and then my wife decided to leave. So it's those kinds of things that really bother me about all of this. You should be able to vote for whoever you want, no matter what other people think, because that's kind of living in America, is we can do that without, you know, infringing on the freedoms of somebody else by not liking them, telling them they're not going to like them, they're not their friend. I think that's a little too extreme, and that's not really what I think our country is about, is having that kind of, those kinds of feelings. But no matter who you support or which way you lead, you know, liberal or conservative, doesn't matter. I just don't think that that's right. So that's why I think people should be able to vote for whoever the heck they want, for whatever reason they feel that that candidate or candidates can make the kind of impact that they feel needs to be made. And not surprisingly, that's who you should vote for, is whomever you want, without having repercussions from people that that's who you decide to vote for. My son Isaiah, and this would have been a few weeks ago, there was a political demonstration, walk out, whatever you want to call it, at his during one of his classes. Okay, a political walkout during one of his classes. He did not agree with the walkout and the reasons for the walkout. So he didn't participate in it. And he was yelled at, screamed at, and pressured in a big, big way to participate in something he didn't want to participate in. He didn't feel that that was what he wanted to do, but yet felt the consequences of not agreeing with others. And so what I'm talking about is really nothing new in a way, but the interesting thing I think that we see in our society today is the diverse leanings of many, many people, which I think is good, but the venomous responses towards someone that does not agree with the way you think, especially politically, I think is troublesome to me. And so, look, I think you should be able to vote for whoever the hell you want. So who should you vote for? Darren says vote for who you want. Who should you give campaign money to? I'll give campaign money to whoever the heck I want. And so should you, without worrying about what other people think. Who should you listen to? Same answer. Who should you pay attention to? Same answer. And so you may think I'm being kind of glib in my podcast, but I do have a point in all this. And it's not only the overall general point is, I think we should all be able to believe in who we want to, whether locally, statewide, nationally, be involved in whatever political office that they want to be involved in. We should be able to support whomever we want, regardless of what other people think. So that's like number one. But number two is, this has effects on investment big time. Big time. Because, and you have hopefully seen this, the markets, especially the conventional markets, are very reactive towards political news. Good news, bad news, and everybody's got their own definition of what good news and bad news is, by the way. But more and more, the markets are affected by political news, especially with what our president does or does not do. So you can't tell me that right now politically, the markets aren't reacting to trade conversations, trade talks, as it tariffs, right? I mean, that's a big deal. That's a really big deal. And that has to do with politics. Yeah, there's some economic things involved in that, but I mean, politically, it's really, economically is where it gets its start, but politics are involved in all of that. And decisions are made, markets move based on whom. So you can't tell me that whoever gets elected next Tuesday, or hopefully you listened to this podcast before Tuesday, but whoever gets elected Tuesday, or let's just say who was elected if you happen to listen to this podcast after that, that the markets aren't affected by that because of what they what the market, when I say they, I mean the market, what the market feels is going to happen as a result of who's elected, right? It is. And so it's a big deal on where you invest. But here's the thing you've got to remember. Remember, I said, I'm going to tell you where you should invest, and it's apartments. What is not affected by the political spectrum that we're talking about? Apartments. People are going to live where they live. People are going to need a roof over their head and a home. And my 24-unit property, 72-unit property, my 4-unit property is not going to be affected by whomever is elected on Tuesday. Okay? Now, sure, you could make the argument. I mean, you could come up with something like, well, you know, if so-and-so is elected, they may raise property taxes, and that could impact your apartments. Yeah. They may change the housing laws. Yeah, you're right about that, I suppose. They may change qualifications and standards. Yeah, you're right about that, I suppose. Apartments aren't totally immune, and you can make the argument that if this happened and if that happened, sure. I don't actually disagree with that point. But overall and in general, people are still going to need a place to live. They're still going to pay rent. And more will continue to be the case. With my 36-unit property, no matter who is elected, no matter what happens. Put it this way, my rent is going to be the same this month, next month, the month after that I receive from my residents, no matter who's elected. The markets are going to change the day after the election based on who's elected in a lot of places. So this is going to become more and more a problem for investors because we're seeing how this is affecting investments. And the more nationally and globally this hits, the more of a reaction the markets are going to have as the elections and who's elected, what political decisions are made, good or bad, what political things happen, good or bad. The more those things roll out and the more national and global they are, the more reverberations they have in the markets and the more problems it can cause investors, especially in terms of erosion of their investment in the conventional markets. Whereas if you own your own 100-unit apartment property or 70-unit or 200-unit apartment property, the chances of those reverberations are, I don't want to say non-existent, but they're pretty darn close. Okay. And so if you're tired of the whipsawing, by the way, I'm really tired of the political commercials, TV especially, and I don't watch a lot of TV, but if I want to sit down and watch a little bit of a football game right now especially, maybe some sports, maybe watch a movie or something, and I mean the commercials are just absolutely crazy. I mean it's ridiculous. And by the way, everybody says that, you know, if you're a candidate, you're a liar, you cheat, you've screwed around on your husband or wife at some point in time, you've done something wrong. I mean, the accusations are just absolutely crazy. You think we're electing convicted felons that for the most part, or worse, right? So anyway, look, vote for whoever the hell you want. Listen to whoever the hell you want, no matter what people think, and support the candidates that you want, no matter what people think. And don't be swayed by what other people think, because you got to be true to yourself and your beliefs. That's the bottom line. But make no mistake, while you're doing that and you're voting on Tuesday, or maybe you've voted beforehand, maybe you did absentee, whatever, make note of how this affects investing and investments and your investments, especially in conventional markets. And make sure you understand and see the writing on the wall that this is only going to get worse for conventional investing. Only going to get worse. Because I don't see our society and this tension, I'll call it, this political tension getting any better. It's going to get worse. And so will its effect on conventional markets. All right. So look, I hope your candidate comes out on top on Tuesday. I sure hope mine do. And you have a great rest of your week or weekend whenever you've listened to this podcast. Good luck to you and your candidate on Tuesday. And we will talk to you soon. And again, after our next podcast, we will chat a little bit about some of the reverberations of the elections. And again, it'll be interesting to see how the elections go. Will it be more of a liberal election? Will it be more of a conservative election? Republicans, Democrats, independents? It will be an interesting next few days. All right, take care, everybody. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com. Thanks for joining Darren Garman's Paranoid Banker Podcast. For investment questions, comments, or to get in touch with Darren, go to www.garmanblog.com.